This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We got a lot to get to today, starting with that Cubs fiasco from a day ago. Lots of questions surrounding the Northsiders. But before we do that, you can text us, 312-644-6767. Also, you can watch us as well. Log on to twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score behind the glass. We've got Ray Diaz. We've got Tyler Ferengul. Also, Brandon Fryer. Down the hall, the video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, Matt and I all making that possible for you to see us and not just hear us. But most importantly, we've got Mark Brody in studio, Mr. Bears himself.
Bears. A shout out to Layla Rahimi. As you mentioned, I am in for her today. She is one of the featured speakers at the 2025 Barrett Sports Media Summit. It's very radio and television all weekend long. If you hear people walking around doing time checks and giving stuff away and doing walk-up songs and things like that, you understand that it's very radio, very television in the city of Chicago this weekend.
Wait a minute. What's your walk-up song?
I don't know. That's a tough question. You put me on the spot. I got a lot of songs that I would use as my... What's the song that we play in the Grody time thing? You know the song
that's
I'm talking about,
Steve
Ray.
That's the Steve Aoki, Boneless.
Steve Aoki. Give a little bit of that if you can. Yeah, this is a badass song. You will hear it in a second. I first heard this song at a Bears game. Like, you know, it's a hype-up song. So you will hear it here.
Like you in the press box just hanging out and you're like, oh, that's a catchy tune.
It hit me, man. Right here. It's coming. Come on, Steve. This is not it. This is not the part.
Okay, so
you're gonna
know a specific part of the song.
This is the build up right here. It's coming. It's gonna happen. This would be my walk up song. Steve Aoki.
This is when all the people get on their feet and they start clapping. It's kind of like the when Rizzo would come to the plate.
Right. Well, Rizzo's was something. It's coming. It's coming. Is it coming? Yeah, it is not coming.
Well, I mean, it's your song. I'm waiting for you to tell me. You give me the cues.
This is not it. Okay, maybe.
Okay.
It's long buildup, man.
It's got to be
it's
coming
hell
soon,
of a long
right?
Buildup. It's got to be happening at some point in time.
Yeah,
and then there's Maude. There it is.
There it is. Oh, okay.
You know
I
this.
I got you. Yes,
this is
I
it.
Know this. Yes.
We didn't need
yes.
any of that other stuff, by the way. Yes. Just
don't,
this.
Don't tell me about the labor pains. Just show me the baby.
Yes.
Show me Grody's baby.
Boom. Right there. Play the hits. That's it. All right. What's your walk-up song, Mr. Harris?
My walk-up song is be something very much like not as good.
Okay. Would it be something?
I have several walk-up songs.
Soft listening or something? Easy listening?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. My walk-up song would literally be Luther Vandross's "A House Is Not a Home."
Okay.
And that's like a different. It's a different thing.
I actually appreciate that.
But I'm the guy who does sprint work, intervals, and runs to soft R&B from the '90s.
Wow.
That's what I do.
I can't do that. I gotta have everything's got to be like Aoki for me when I'm running. Good on you to be able to do that. I can't possibly.
It's my decision to have a stress free life, and I'm glad. That's why I'm glad I've got the Bears guy here because we're talking Bears. Well, we're talking baby Bears, aka Cubby Bears, and
what I saw yesterday gave me pause because obviously with the way that Tuesday night's game ended, you wanted a real bounce back on Wednesday. And the offense never got going, but I was more concerned heading into the game about Ben Brown and whether or not he could put together back-to-back quality starts. The good news is Ben Brown didn't look bad in any way. He had a career or season high?
Yeah, season high.
Season high, nine strikeouts.
And 103 pitches.
Career high, 103 pitches.
Yeah.
So both of those things were good. And I didn't want to get lost in those numbers, that part of it, because what I did notice was the walks. There were only two of them issued, but they both came at the start of innings, and they both came on home in a game in which you lost 3-1. And so I'm trying to measure those two things against, you know, what I saw with the nine strikeouts and say, Ben Brown, this was good enough or maybe not good enough. My thing has always been for a starting pitcher, if you can go six innings and give up three runs or less, you have kept your team in the ballgame. That's why they call it a quality start. Now, he only went five innings. But given that this was as many pitches as he had thrown, given the caliber of the opponent in the San Francisco Giants, I thought he pitched well enough to be like, this is a good enough start in this rotation. The problem is when you don't have Shota Imanaga, when you don't have Justin Steele, you need a little bit more from everybody on your staff. And I just don't know that he met my expectations. Not saying he wasn't good enough. He just didn't meet my expectations of Ben Brown to be the pitcher that the Cubs need in this moment.
Relative to the starts he had had previous to his last two starts,
okay,
I'm okay with this. What I hated about yesterday for Ben Brown was the first inning. The walk, as you pointed out, the symbolic of it in the first and third or first and fourth innings.
First and fourth.
Leadoff walks, both those guys come around. The dreaded leadoff walk, as Hawk Harrelson used to always tell us. There it was, in effect. He threw 28 pitches in the first inning. That's what necessitated the 103 pitches. So I will take issue with the idea that it's a positive thing that he went 103 pitches. I'm glad that he was able to do it, and we'll see what his recovery is like, and if this is something now he's proven sort of accidentally out of necessity because of the worn-out bullpen from the previous debacle, as you put it. But that is like 28 pitches in the first inning. That's a bit of a problem for him. But look, we've saw some really, really terrific starts from Ben Brown last year, and these two have been okay. I think it's about what you expect probably from a guy who is, in theory, your number four or your number five starter. I think that's going to be fine. But as I've been saying, like, all of a sudden, you're in a position with all of these Cubs starters where before, when you had Shota and Justin Steele healthy, it was kind of like it was sort of extra that the rest of these guys could, like, that Jameson Taillon was so good, that Matthew Boyd has been so good. Now the pressure's on, and you are depending on those guys. We're starting the show talking about Ben Brown because the pressure is on him. Now we're expecting Ben Brown to be good because if the Cubs are going to keep winning without their top two starters, he's got to be good. So that's what's happening with the Cubs right now. The light is shining brightly on these guys until the reinforcements return or they find somebody else.
What a difference a week makes. Craig Counsell was telling us he's got to be better. He just does, because at that point you were looking at Ben Brown through the prism of, okay, this is our fifth starter, so he's at risk if he doesn't tighten up. He's not in that position anymore. Now he's going to go out there every fifth day, and he
now
better be good.
You can't leave. Yeah, you have to be good every time you go out there, and we will lead a show talking about you because the Cubs are a winning team at this point at 22-16.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So they lose the series to the Giants, which my whole thing is win your series at home, split on the road, you'll be fine. That'll get you 90-plus wins every season if you can do those two things. If you can get 40 or 41 wins on the road, and then you can get 54 wins on the road. So it's home, win them, road, split them. The other thing, though, is there were only four hits by the Cubs in this game on a day when nothing was leaving the yard. And Nico Hoerner had two of those hits, a couple of doubles. One, the wind seemed to be playing tricks on. And looking at that and looking at the top of the order and seeing a combined over 10 from Ian Happ, Kyle Tucker, and Seiya Suzuki just lets you know that, you know, people are going to have to pick it up, especially ahead of this next series because it's another quality opponent. But people are going to have to pick it up. So now the Cubs have not only lost a series, but they've also lost two games in a row. And because you don't have necessarily what you had 2 weeks ago with that pitching staff, you're wondering, how are they going to win games? That wasn't a question before, because before it was, they're going to score 5, 6, 7, 8 runs and get good enough pitching, and then the bullpen will hopefully hold on. It seems like the formula might be changing a skosh. The Cubs, now, as it stands, when they score 3 or fewer runs, are 2-11. Mm. You got to be able to win a game occasionally with just 3 runs.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that it's not sustainable scoring 6 or 7 runs. And now that these top two pitchers like are out, as I said, you're putting the pressure on Boyd and Colin Ray and Tyone. And the offense. Now you have to score 6 or 7 runs a game. And when you have to score
it's a little
six
different,
or
isn't
seven
it?
Runs a game, it's a little bit different. It's not as fun. It's not as gluttonous feeling. Because sometimes it felt gluttonous. Like they didn't necessarily need 10 runs.
Save some for tomorrow.
Just save some for tomorrow. I do think that there is some truth to that. And to your point, too, like I get it. Yesterday was a wacky day at Wrigley Field. The wind was blowing.
Are we talking about the weather again?
We're talking about the weather again. You hate the weather talk?
I just think if you're the Cubs, and we heard throughout last season and at the end of last season about how the weather played such a huge factor.
You're right.
It's your home park. Figure it out. You can't sit here and complain about the conditions of the game when both teams have to play under the same conditions. This isn't football where one side of the field, you're going half the game. So, oh, we got to strategize for this quarter. We're going to do this. And these are the plays we can't run. We got to kick into the wind. That's not what this is. So let's stop pretending that's what this is. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I mean, I totally get where you're coming from. I got tired of hearing that, too. Jed Hoyer brought that up every chance he could about the way Wrigley Field played last year. I don't know if it's realistic to have the Cubs with a slugging mentality to all of a sudden just out of nowhere just stop, and now you got to play small ball on this day. The PCA RBI double was hilarious yesterday. I don't know if we have that, guys, if we could bring that up here in a second. But it was the most windy, because I haven't heard the Pat Hughes call of this, so I kind of want to hear it selfishly. Sorry I didn't bring this up in the pre-show meeting, guys. But
got professionals back there.
I know. So take your time, guys. But it was the PCA RBI double, completely wind-aided. The hilarious part about it was Willie Adames, the shortstop for San Francisco. Let's listen to the audio, and then I'll fill in some blanks if I need to.
Here's the 0-2. Swinging a high pop fly, left field. Ramos coming in, still coming. That's a base hit. Cole Armstrong around second. He's going to hold there. A run scores. Cubs get a break. A pop fly double into very shallow left field. Ramos did not run in until too late, and he just couldn't get there. Running with two down and scoring on the play is Nico Horner. It's a double and the Cubs are on the board. It's now a 3-1 ball game. That's a break.
Yeah, it is a break. And the part that was funny, too, is Willie Adames. You know, on a play like that, Willie Adames should be darting out to left field until the left fielder
calls him off.
And he decided to take one or two steps. He said, screw it. I'm going to let the left fielder get this ball. So it was a mess. And I might just be singling out Willie Adames because he's a Cubs killer. And I'm glad that he doesn't play for Milwaukee
anymore.
You hate
Cubs killers so much.
I do. I mean, you're right. Eugenio Suarez, I did a whole thing on him, I think, on one of our shows. Willie Adames, so maybe I enjoyed that moment for San Francisco because of selfish personal reasons.
Well, Robbie Ray was certainly a Cubs killer, holding them to three hits over six innings.
Cubs got the wrong Ray.
Yeah,
they got R-A-Y. We got R-E-A. We want the R-A-Y, Colin, please.
It was not great. But San Francisco's good, right?
So they are good.
I balanced that with, you know, the Giants had won 9 of their last 14 games now. And they're good. By the way, this segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris in here on Harris. And, Rahimi and Harris, because Layla has the day off because she's speaking and letting people know about the game. She's giving people free game today.
No doubt.
At the Barrett Sports Media Summit.
She'll be back tomorrow, too, by the way.
Yeah, so she will be. Yes, she'll be back. I'll be gone. You'll still be here.
I'll be here. I don't go anywhere.
So that's the way that works.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.